This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Please be seated. If Jesus were to stand before you today and ask, "What do you want me to do for you?" What would you say? It's a simple question, really, but it pierces to the heart of things. Jesus asked it twice in this gospel. You recall last week, we heard Jesus ask the same question of James and John, and now this week is to Bartimaeus, the beggar, sitting by the roadside. James and John had an answer for Jesus' question. "Let us sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." They sought security, recognition, a place in glory, a guarantee that they would have a place of honor. But Bartimaeus gives us a different kind of answer, one born not of ambition, but of need. "My teacher, let me see again." Bartimaeus' cry is the beginning of his transformation. He understood something that James and John had yet not grasped. Following Jesus is not about securing a place of glory. It's about being made whole. Bartimaeus invites us to ask ourselves, what are we asking for Jesus to do for us today? Are we seeking control and comfort and certainty? Are we open to the healing work of God, a work that can change us, indeed transform us from the inside out? Now, as you all know, I like sermon themes on a bumper sticker. So are you ready for today's bumper sticker? Become who you're meant to be. Become who you're meant to be. But to do that, we need to let Jesus open our eyes. Not just to see him, but also to see ourselves more clearly. And to see ourselves in the light of his transforming love. If you think about the story of Bartimaeus, it's more than just a healing story. It's almost like an acted parable. According to the Oxford Bible Commentary, Bartimaeus' physical blindness represents the deeper spiritual blindness that Jesus had been confronting in his own disciples. From the moment Jesus began teaching about the way of the cross, the disciples, and I must confess, I think most of us, struggled to understand. They argued about who would be the greatest. They jockeyed for positions of honor. They were spiritually blind, unable to grasp the kind of Messiah Jesus was, the one who came to serve, not to be served. The healing of Bartimaeus at this section of Mark's gospel serves as a sign. The only way forward to see Jesus as he truly is to follow him on the way to the cross. Bartimaeus' journey from blindness to sight mirrors our own journey as disciples. It's not just about physical healing. It's about learning to see God, the world, and ourselves in new ways. It's about trusting that even when we've stumbled along the way, even when we struggle to understand, Jesus still invites us to follow him. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked Bartimaeus. James and John, remember from last week, wanted assurance. They wanted to matter in the end, a guarantee they would be remembered with honor. Do you sometimes find yourself asking for some of the same things? We're asking God to make our life easier, smoother, more predictable. But again, Bartimaeus teaches us something simple and profound. My teacher, let me see again. You see, Bartimaeus wasn't asking for wealth, status, or an easy life. He was asking to be made whole. And in doing so, he shows us what true discipleship should look like. It's about stepping into a new life, leaving behind the old ways. He was becoming who he was meant to be. I don't want to leave this notion of Bartimaeus casting off his cloak. You see, for a blind beggar, his cloak might have been his only possession. It's what he laid down before him as he sought coins to survive. Throwing it aside meant leaving behind the life of a beggar, maybe the only life he'd ever known. In casting off the cloak, Bartimaeus was showing us that to follow Jesus is to let go of whatever has kept us comfortable and whatever has kept us from wholeness. Become what you're meant to be. The gospel tells us then that when Bartimaeus received his sight, he followed Jesus on the way. The phrase "on the way" is significant. In Mark's gospel, the way isn't just a path. It's the way to the cross. It's also what early believers of Christ were called, believers of the way. Bartimaeus follows Jesus on the road to Jerusalem, a road that will lead to suffering, rejection, and death. And that's what it is truly is meant to, that's what it means to truly see. Not just to see Jesus as the Son of David, the promised Messiah, but to see him as the one who gives his life as a ransom for many. Bartimaeus doesn't just receive his sight and go back to his old life. He follows Jesus on the way to the cross, on the way to becoming who he was meant to be. Bartimaeus' story reminds us that transformation begins with a simple prayer. Let me see again. It's a prayer of faith. A prayer that invites Jesus to open our eyes, not just to see the world more clearly, but to see ourselves as God sees us. Our deepest desires for love, for meaning, for purpose, can only be fulfilled in Christ. But too often, like James and John, we chase after lesser things, hoping they'll satisfy us. The invitation of the gospel is to lay those things down, just as Bartimaeus threw off his cloak, and to follow Jesus on the way. It's an invitation to become who you're meant to be. Not by securing a place of honor, but by trusting that God's love is enough. Enough to heal us, enough to sustain us, enough to lead us into the life we were created to live. So what are you asking Jesus to do for you today? Are you like James and John, looking for a certain life? Or are you like Bartimaeus, asking to be made whole? The beauty of Bartimaeus' story is that Jesus meets him exactly where he is, just as he meets us. And Jesus' question, "What do you want me to do for you?" is still open. It invites us to name our deepest longings, to bring our whole selves before God. And when we ask for healing, when we ask to see again, Jesus gives us not just sight, but a whole new way of living. He invites us to follow him on the way, not because we have all the answers, but because we trust. We trust that the journey with him will lead us into new life, a life where we discover that becoming who we're meant to be is not about striving or achieving, but receiving the gift of God's love and living from that place of grace. My beloved, Bartimaeus teaches us what it means to truly see. It means recognizing Jesus not just as the one who can meet our needs, but as the one who calls us to follow. It means letting go of what holds us back, our fears, our ambitions, our need for control, and trusting that God's love is enough. Become who you're meant to be. That's the invitation. And it begins with a prayer. Lord, let me see again. May we have the courage to ask for that gift and the faith to follow Jesus wherever he leads. And in doing so, you can become who you're meant to be. Amen.